弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我知道我有好一阵子没有在大家的当中。
I haven't been here for a long time.
但是实在很感谢主，有机会我们能够在主的名底下，我们能够聚集在一起。
But we give thanks to our Lord. Under His name, we can still gather here together.
特别我前一阵子有去一些旅游。
Especially during the past few months, I did some traveling.
所以我更感觉到我们能够奉着主耶稣基督的名能够聚集在一起是何等宝贵的一件事。
Therefore, I feel such a precious thing for us to gather together in His name.
因为我曾经到过一个地方。
Because I have been to one place.
在罗马。
It is in Rome.
罗马的郊外。
It is in the suburb of Rome.
我们参观了一个地方。
And we visited a place.
那个地方是很大的一块地底下的墓园。
It is a big tombstone underground.
下面埋的上万的人。
And that graveyard buried over 10,000 of people.
那就在初级的教会的时候。
It is in the beginning of a church history.
弟兄姐妹要聚会
，and brothers sisters want to gather，
就常常利用那些地方
，and use those places，
因为要躲避那些逼迫
，because they have to get away from all those persecutions。
所以每当他们要聚集的时候，带着大人小孩，就是往那个墓地里面去。
So whenever they gather the adults and young people and to gather in that graveyard。
所以我们也知道，在那种地方大概也不会有太多的话语的交通。
So we know in those places they probably would not have a lot of fellowships.
他们在那边就是弟兄姐妹彼此擘饼来纪念主。
And their brothers and sisters take part of those table and remember our Lord.
然后弟兄姐妹大家彼此有些交通，
有些祷告。And brothers and sisters, and we have some fellowship and pray together.
所以我们每一次的聚会
So each time we gather,
我们也要纪念到
And we have to remember,
能够在主的名底下聚集是多么的不容易，多么的宝贵
To have gathered in His name, under His name, how precious it is.
因为我们每一个人
Because each one of us
都是他亲手拯救出来的
It is saved by His own hand
都是他用那无穷的大能把我们从那个罪恶过犯当中那个被罪辖制的那个捆绑底下拯救出来
We are saved by His infinite power and authority from all those iniquities from all those sins
所以我们常常要想
Therefore we have to remember and think
所以在今天开始之前我想先问弟兄姐妹
So before we start today I'd like to ask brothers and sisters
你准备好了吗
Are you ready?
或者你有没有准备
Or else have you been ready?
我们知道我们当中有些学生
And we know there are students among us
考试要到了
And before they take the test
你要准备
And you have to prepare.
有些人怀孕了
And for those who are going to get pregnant,
他知道大概什么时候要生产
And they know when the due date is.
所以做准那个预备好做妈妈做爸爸的要准备
So for those parents would be, they have to be prepared.
有没有人是等到小孩子生下来之后才去买那个婴儿床的。
And are there people to buy the infant seat once the baby is born?
或者是生出来之后才去准备买那个尿布的。
Oh, after birth, and you buy those pampers.
我相信在我们当中做父母的大概都不会这么迟钝。
And I believe none of our parents are less in that late and stubborn.
可能当你知道你怀孕的时候，你已经开始预备这些东西了。
And maybe before you, when you know you are pregnant, you will start to prepare those things.
有些人要结婚。
And some people will get married.
在结婚之前也有很多事情预备。
And before the wedding, there's a lot of preparation to make.
这些我们都知道，我们很自然的，我们就很会很紧张的，会很积极的去预备。
All this we all know, we are very eagerly to prepare them.
但是今天我要问弟兄姐妹，我们预备好了吗？
And today I have to ask brothers and sisters, are we ready?
我们知道现在已经是末世的时期。
We know this is the end of days.
主要来的脚步很近了。
His coming is very near.
所以我们常常说我们要预备好等候主的再来。
So we often say we have to prepare for his coming again.
但是我今天不是问这个这么好像对我们来说或对某些人来说可能好像还有点远。
And today I'm not asking this question that for some of us are still kind of far away.
我要问的是今天的聚会你预备好了吗？
And I have to ask today is, are you prepared for today's gathering?
我知道我们弟兄预备好了。
I know my brother is prepared.
因为他在好几天前，就在我刚回来，他就打电话给我了。
Because few days ago, when I just returned, he called me.
他很紧张地问我，我要讲什么？
He was very anxious to ask me what's my sermon going to be.
昨天又打来一次。
And he called again yesterday.
这就是预备。
It is preparation.
预备的不是为了他能够翻译的好或不好。
To prepare is not to prepare whether he can translate well enough.
预备的代表我们的一个心。
To prepare is represent our heart.
代表我们一个态度
to represent our attitude.
所以今天圣灵也要在大家的心中问，为了今天的聚会，你预备了吗？
So today the Holy Spirit would ask you, are you prepared for today's gathering?
我们有时候也许觉得有服事的时候，那我会预备。
So many times we often feel when we have service, then we have to be prepared.
今天是我领会，所以我要预备怎么领会。
Today I'm presiding, so I have to prepare how to preside.
今天我要施琴了，所以我要预备怎么样把钢琴弹好。
And today I'm the pianist, so I have to prepare how to play piano.
但其实这都在外面的。
But this is all external.
主是看我们的内心。
The Lord looks our heart.
更重要，他要每一位他所召聚来的他的儿女们能够预备好。
The most importantly, he wants all the brothers and sisters who he gathered are be prepared.
因为我们预备好不是让我们的事情能够做得好。
Because how we prepare is not to prepare for we get things done.
我们预备好其实乃是为着我们自己得到更多的益处。
To prepare is for our own benefits.
我们也许没有想到。
Oftentimes we do not think.
其实我们常常没有准备好要蒙着神的恩典。
Oftentimes we are unprepared for his grace.
但是你知道吗弟兄姐妹。
But you know, brothers and sisters,
我们的主却早早预备好在这边准备施恩给我们。
Our Lord was prepared much earlier that he is going to give us this salvation to us.
每一次他召聚我们
Every time he gathers us,
他就准备好要施恩给我们
and he prepared his grace for us.
但是因为我们没有准备好
because we are unprepared,
所以我们就空空的回去
so we go home empty-handed.
我们可能甚至像那少年的官一样
and maybe we like the young official.
我们是忧忧愁愁的回去
and we went away sadly.
所以但愿我们每一次在聚会的当中
So I hope every time when we gather
我们是预备好的
We are prepared
我们要问自己
And we have to ask ourselves
我预备好了吗
Am I prepared?
我们不必讲得很高调
And we don't have to be very high pitched
但是我们是不是就为了这个聚会我们预备好了
But be serious, are we prepared for this gathering?
我们如果没有预备好
If we are not prepared,
其实是我们受亏损
It is our own fault.
我们只是在继续在单言主要来的时间
And we simply procrastinate his coming time.
在我们开始，我们有点祷告。
And before we start, let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，但愿你预备好我们的心。
Lord, we wish you prepare our heart.
主啊，你要的不是我们外面有什么。
What you want is you don't want anything external.
你乃是要着得着我们的心。
You want to get hold of our heart.
得着我们这个人。
To get a hold of these people.
主啊，但愿每一次我们有机会还聚在一起的时候
Lord, each time when we have this opportunity together,
你准备向我们施恩的时候
when you prepare to have grace among us,
我们这个人是预备好的
that we are people, we are prepared.
主啊，我们再一次来到你面前
that we come before you,
我们在这里谦卑地等候你
that we humbly wait for you,
我们把我们自己摆下
that we lower ourselves,
我们不再带着自己的计划
And we don't bring our own plans,
自己的想法
our own thinkings.
但是主啊，我们就单单来到你面前，我们要朝见你的面。
But Lord, we simply come before you and we look for your face.
因为我们知道这是讨你喜悦的。
Because I know this pleases you.
我们将等候祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
That we wait and we pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
因为太久没有跟弟兄姐妹交通啊。
Because I haven't shared with brother and sister for such a long time.
的确是有点紧张。
I'm a little bit nervous.
刚才 Rebecca 摸我的手，她说：“你怎么这么冷啊？”
When Rebecca was holding my hand and asked me, "How come your hand is so cold?"
其实我里面很热，但是手很冷。
But my heart is very warm, but my hand is very cold.
但是我真的很感谢主。
But I truly give thanks to our Lord.
因为当我们在一起擘饼的时候。
When we are partaking Lord's table,
实在是那个主的爱哦，实在深深让我感觉到主的爱真的是浇灌我们。
The Lord's love really poured down on us.
每一次的聚集真的是宝贵。
Each gathering is so precious.
因为主，他我们也许还没有这样深深的感觉。
Because Lord, sometimes we don't have this such a deep feeling.
但是你知道吗
？But you know.
当你坐在这里的时候
When you sit among here
在主的眼中是看为多么的宝贵
And in his eye is such a precious thing
他纪念你
He remembers you
他知道我们软弱
He knows our weakness
所以他要我们来纪念他
So he wants us to remember him
其实是为着他在纪念我们
It is because he remembers us
所以但愿每一次我们聚集的时候
So we hope each time we gather.
我们所交通的话也许很零散很不完整。
Our fellowship might be very defragmented.
但但愿我们自己我们每一个人能够遇见他。
But I truly hope each one of us can meet him.
刚才我提到了我们有没有预备好是一个好像是一个心态的问题。
Earlier I mentioned, are we prepared? It is more like attitude.
所以这个态度呢
Therefore, this attitude
决定了我们聚会能不能够聚得好
Decides whether we're going to have a good meeting.
这个态度也显现出来我们对主的态度是如何
This attitude also reflects this attitude toward God.
也决定了我们生命的度量
，and also decides the abundance inside of us。
因为我们今天能不能够在主真正得着他的恩典
，whether we are able to grasp his full grace，
就在于我们的态度。
It is pure determined upon our attitude。
我们的服事能不能够讨主的喜悦
？With our service can please our Lord。
也在于我们这个态度。
It is based on this attitude.
我们来看几节经文，《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to our few passage. in the book of Acts.
13章,
in chapter 13,
使徒行传 13章 36节,
in chapter 13, verse 36,
大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意就睡了。
For when David had reserved God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep.
小字 又翻译, 大卫按神的旨意, 服侍了他那一世的人就睡了。
And the little print says, David, according to God's will, served his generation, and then fell asleep.
我们知道大卫是一个君王。
We know David is a king.
What's a king? 但对他来讲呢,
But for him,
他知道他不过是一个仆人。
He knew he was merely a servant.
他不过是一个服侍主的人。
He was merely someone who served God.
他的态度不是一个君王。
His attitude was not the attitude of a king.
他的态度是一个仆人。
His attitude was the attitude of a servant.
所以主在这里给他一个注脚。
So the Lord gave him a footnote.
他按着神的旨意,
according to God's will,
服侍了他那一世代的人,
to serve his generation.
所以他没有自己的意思。
Therefore, he does not have his own thinking.
他成为以色列的君王,
he became a king of Israel.
他不是按着他的意思来治理国家,
not according to his own will.
他乃是按着神的旨意,
to rule his people. He ruled his people according to God's will.
来服侍那一世代的人,
to serve the people of his generation.
所以他不是高兴怎么做就怎么做。
It is not based on his own pleasure.
是,他是可以,他要怎么做就怎么做。
Surely he can do whatever he wants to.
因为他是一个君王。
Because he was the king.
他高兴这样做,或不高兴那样做,都可以。
And it is up to him whether he wants to do this and do that.
但我们的神说, 他不是。 他乃照按着神的旨意服侍他那一世代的人。
But our God says, no, he served his generation according to God's purpose, to God's will.
所以对他来讲, 他不过是一个神的仆人。
So for him, he was merely a servant.
他一切的主张, 一切的做事, 都是照着神的意思。
Whatever he did, whatever he preached, was according to God's will.
所以当他服侍完那一世代的人,
so after he served the people of his generation,
神就使他睡了,
and God made him feel asleep.
这有没有很美?
Is this very beautiful?
当他完全照着神的意思完做完了,
after he finished everything according to God's will,
神就让他睡了,
and God made him feel asleep.
我们今天常常睡不着,
and many times we have difficulty to fall asleep.
因为我们想的事情太多,
because there are too many things going on in our heart, in our mind.
我们有好多的工作,
and we have so much work.
不仅公司的工作, 我们一直在想,
not only the work from the office, we are thinking.
甚至教会的工作, 我们也在想,
and also even from the service from the church, we are thinking.
我要怎么样来好好的发挥一下?
How am I able to carry this out?
我们睡不着。
And we have hard time to sleep.
大卫,
but King David,
神让他睡了。
And God made him feel asleep.
我们知道这里的睡的是指的他死去了。
And we know here, fell asleep means he died.
但是神形容他睡了,
but God described he fell asleep,
代表他没有遗憾,
represent there's nothing left,
代表他真的是按着神的意思,
truly present according to God's will.
就好像我们的主在十字架上一样。
It's just like our Lord when He was on the cross.
当他成就了神所要他做的一件事情的时候,
when He accomplished everything that God wanted Him to do,
他说成了,
and He said, it is done.
It is finished.
Oh, it is finished.
所以他完成了,
therefore, He was finished.
大卫他是一个仆人,
and David was a servant.
所以在他的心里面, 他完全是向着神的,
therefore, in his heart, is all toward God.
在诗篇27篇里面, 他说道,
and also in Psalm 27, he said,
他说有一件事情我要求耶和华,
there's one thing I ask of the Lord.
他说我仍要寻求,
this is what I seek.
就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中, 瞻仰他的荣美,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord to seek Him in His temple.
在他的殿里求问,
and to seek Him in His temple.
这就是大卫,
it is David.
他治理国家, 他很忙,
that he was very busy to rule his kingdom.
但是在他里面,
but in his heart,
他的态度,
his attitude,
就一件事情,
is only one thing.
他就是要在耶和华的殿中来求问,
that in God's temple he wants to seek.
所有一大堆的事情对他来讲只有一件,
that all those things for him, there's only one thing.
所以为什么他能够按着神的旨意?
That's why he's able to according God's will.
我们今天太忙了,
that we are very busy today.
虽然我们也有心服侍,
although we have heart to serve,
虽然我们也想为主做些什么,
although we want to do something for our Lord,
但是呢, 我们太忙了,
but we are too busy.
所以呢, 我们的事情不止一件,
so our thing is not only one thing.
所以我们就不知道哪一件事情是主的旨意,
but we do not know which one is God's will.
每一件好像都很好,
everything looks fine.
就是别人的不好,
but others are not that appropriate.
我手中的十件都是最好的,
that the 10 things on my hand are the best.
我们也没有办法能够安静在主的面前,
we are not able to quiet before our Lord.
大卫他是神的仆人,
but David was a servant of God.
所以他知道,
therefore he knew,
外面有再多的事,
although there are things happening externally,
对他来讲就是一件,
but for him there was only one thing important.
就是在耶和华的殿中,
it's in his temple he will seek.
这件事情没有比别的来得更重要,
and this thing is not more important than any others.
别的都可以先放一边,
everything else he can put aside.
他一定要弄清楚神的旨意是什么,
he has to be very clear what's God's will.
我们今天常常觉得要在工作上面要在家庭生活上面我们要非常的很实际的来应用这才是重要的。
We often feel in our work, in our family, we have to imply something very practical and it is important.
不错,这是很实际。
Yes, it is very practical.
因为我们的生活当中, 这些都是我们会面临的。
Because in our life, these are the daily things we encountered.
但也因此,
but because of this,
我们忽略了更实际的事情。
And many times we forget what is more important.
寻求神的旨意,
is to seek His will.
我们觉得讲到寻求神的旨意, 就好像是, 不是住在这个地上人,
and when we talk about seek God's will, we feel like this is not something we should ask.
但是我们却把最重要的忽略了。
But many times we forget the most important thing.
讲到这里我想到一个人,
and when I talk about this, I remember one person.
也是一个很实际的人,
he's also a very practical man.
大家都知道,
and everybody knew,
都认识他,
and everybody knew about him.
马大,
it is Martha.
这故事大家都知道。
And you all know the story.
但是我们有没有从在这个里面得到一些功课或学到一些教训呢？
But do we learn any lesson from this story?
我们来看一下经节好吗？
And let's read this passage.
在路加福音。
In the book of Luke.
我因为太紧张了，连老花眼镜都忘记戴了。
第四章。
好，第十章。
In the book of Luke, chapter 10,
第四十一节。
Starting from verse 41.
因为我们大家都知道这个故事。
Because we all knew about the story.
那时候。耶稣到了马大玛利亚的家中坐席。
That time he went to a party at the home of Martha and Mary.
那我们知道马大在这里忙着要招待耶稣。
And we all knew Martha was preparing for the feast.
但是我们知道这里有一些困难出来了。
But here comes out some difficulties.
因为这边讲到马大。伺候的事多，心里忙乱。
Because we can see from verse 40, Martha was distracted by all the preparation that had to be made.
所以呢，这时候他心里就有一些埋怨出来了。
Therefore, he had some complaints.
他说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
And he asked.Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me.
圣经在里面形容说他心里烦乱。
In the scripture, he said he was distracted.
因为他伺候的事多。
Because there are many things he had to be prepared.
但这里我们不要忘记。
But here we do not forget.
马大的服事。
That the service made by Martha.
在主的眼中也是极其宝贵的。
In Lord's eye is very precious.
我们今天常常会去讨论马大他为什么抱怨。
And we oftentimes we discuss why Martha complained.
但事实上马大做的事情都是属灵的事。
But what Martha did was all spiritual things.
不要忘记都是属灵的事。
But do not forget it's all spiritual things.
因为他是为主做的。
Because he did this for God, for our Lord.
在神的家中。
In God's house.
所有的服事。
All the services
都是属灵的。
It is all spiritual.
没有分什么比较属灵或比较不属�ing.
There's really not less spiritual and more spiritual.
所以我们不要搞错了。
So don't be confused.
马大这些服事都是属灵的。
Martha's service was very spiritual.
但是我们看看主怎么对他说。
But let's see what our Lord said.
41节
verse 41.
他说马大马大你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
Martha, Martha, you were worried and upset about many things.
但是不可少的只有一件。
But only one thing is needed.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去的。
Mary has chosen what is better and it will not be taken away from her.
这就是主要提醒我们的。
It is what God wants to remind us.
他所做的所有的事情都是属灵的。
Everything she did was spiritual.
但是呢
？But
他把事情复杂化了。
But he complicated things.
所以主说你为许多的事情烦恼。
So the Lord says you are distracted by many things.
你的服事是属灵的。
That although your service is spiritual,
但是你却不能心里面有那个平安。
But there's no peace in your heart.
所以你很烦。
Therefore you are upset.
他这边讲到玛利亚。
And here he mentioned Mary.
因为他说有，但是不可少的只有一件。
But he said there's only one thing is needed.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
And Mary has chosen what is better.
所以我们知道。
Therefore we knew.
我们手中有很多事。
Although there are many things on our hands,
我们可以选择。
And we can choose,
就在于我们选择什么。
It depends on what we choose.
马大，你这些事情都可以做。
And Martha, all these things you can do.
但是只有一件事情你一定要选择。
But there's only one thing you have to choose.
其他事情表示你可以做或可以不做。
Everything else that means you can do or you cannot do.
你做了或不做了。不是对错的问题。
Whether you do it or not, it is not right or wrong.
但有一件事情是最重要的。
But there's one thing that is most important.
你一定要选择。
That you have to choose.
就是玛利亚选择的。
It is what Mary chose.
这影响到她的服侍。
It affects her service.
今天也是一样。
And today is the same thing.
我们今天也是很容易把一些事情复杂化。
And today we are very easily complicate things.
所以我们变了很多事。
Therefore we have a lot of things.
我们忽略了最重要的事。
But we forget something that's most important.
就像大卫他的心态一样。
It's just like King David's attitude.
大卫他只有一件事。
And all there's only one thing in David's heart.
就像玛利亚也是他选择那上好的福分。
It's just like Mary, he chose what is the better.
所以今天不再是讨论说马大做的事情对不对。
So today there's no more discussion whether what Martha did was right or wrong.
马大做的事情都对。
Every service put up by Martha is right.
我们今天在教会里面的服事，我们所做的事情，其实。只要我们是坐在主身上的，都对。
And today the service we put up in church, as long as we do on our Lord, it is right.
我们怎么安排？只要我们的心是向着主的，都对。
And what we arrange, as long as our hearts toward God is right.
所以不要再去批评有些弟兄姐妹有一些意见，觉得说这个不属灵。
So don't criticize others that some brothers and sisters have some opinions and it is not spiritual.
只要他的心是在主面前的
，as long as his heart is before the Lord，
都是属灵的
，it is all spiritual。
安排去打篮球也是属灵的
，to arrange you play basketball， it is also spiritual。
对不起啊，我这样讲好像我自己觉得好像那个不太属灵。
And although when I said this, I feel this is not that spiritual。
都是属灵的
，but it is all spiritual。
因为在神的家中，每一件事情都是属灵的。
Because in God's house, everything is spiritual.
但在这些安排里面，我们实在需要主来提醒我们。
But throughout all these arrangements, we need God to remind us.
我们不要像马大一样把事情复杂化。
We do not want to be like Martha to complicate things.
最重要的
，most importantly，
只有一件事。
There's only one thing.
只有一件事。
There's only one thing that's very important.
其实如果主说只有三件事也蛮简单的。
I mean, imagine if God says there are three things that's important.
但主没有说那些，他说只有一件事。
But God did not say that. He said it is only one thing that is important.
但愿当我们愿意有心服侍主、侍奉主的时候
，I truly hope when we have a heart to serve a Lord,
我们要记住
，and we have to remember,
这一件事是不可少的。
And these things we this is will not be taken away.
如果这一件事没了
，if this thing is gone，
我们没有去选择
，that we did not choose，
然后我们做了很多的事
，but we did everything else，
结果一定会跟马大一样
，and but that as a result， it will be like Martha，
我们就开始抱怨了。
Then we started to complain.
哎，我找不到同工。
And I couldn't find coworkers.
怎么弟兄姐妹都没有感动
？And how come brothers and sisters don't have the same feeling?
这么好的事情
，That's such a wonderful thing.
怎么都没人响应
？And how come nobody corresponds?
我们要让主来提醒我们。
That we have to allow God to remind us.
我们只有一件事。
There's only one thing.
这也让我想到保罗。
And this also reminds me of Paul.
也是一节很大家很熟悉的经文。
It is also the passage that Paul and Silas are very familiarized.
在腓立比书。
It is in the book of Philippians.
看看腓立比书，反正第四章。 腓立比书第三章。
It is in the book of Philippians chapter 3.
第三章第十三节。
In the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 13.
弟兄们, 我不是以为自己已经得着了, 我只有一件事, 就是忘记背后, 努力面前的。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. It says, Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of this. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward what is ahead.
14节, 向着标杆直跑, 要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Verse 14, I press on toward a goal to win a prize for which God has called me, heavenward in Christ Jesus.
保罗这里他也讲,
and here Paul mentioned,
他只有一件事,
there's only one thing.
很奇妙,
very miraculously.
这些越忙的人呢,
the busier they are,
对他们来讲,
and for them,
好像越简单,
it seems more, even simpler.
他只有一件事,
there's only one thing.
他就是忘记背后努力向前。
You're forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
他说向着标杆直跑。
And toward what is ahead.
那个标杆是什么?
And what is that goal?
他说要得着神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
And that goal is to win a prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
所以他 对他来讲,
so for him, this goal is Christ Jesus.
保罗也是一个很忙碌的人,
and Paul was also a very busy person.
他到处传道,
and he preached everywhere.
建立基督的身体,
and to build Jesus' body.
还有很多事情要来, 来困扰他,
and also there are a lot of things that confuse him.
他这么忙碌的一个人,
that's such a busy person like Paul.
但是对他来讲,
but for him,
他只有一件事,
there's only one thing.
他忘记背后,
to forget what is behind.
他不管他前面做了多少事情, 多么有成绩,
and regardless how much he accomplished,
他也把他忘记,
and he forgot everything.
因为他不去那边数点,
because he was not there counting.
他去向前,
that he pressed forward.
他向前看,
that he looked straight ahead.
但他向前看,
but when he looked straight ahead, he was not planning the things.
他就看耶稣,
that he looked upon Jesus Christ.
没有别的,
there's nothing else.
所以他也变成一个很简单的人,
therefore he became a very simple man.
以他那个事情之多, 我们很难想象他如何能够在神面前安息。
It is hard to imagine how Paul can rest for a busy person like him.
有人说我很忙啊。
And some people say I'm very busy.
怎么飞来飞去的。
That I fly everywhere.
但是呢, 飞的时候至少我还是休息啊。
But as long as I was flying, at least I can rest.
大卫跟保罗呢, 我相信他们休息的时间一定少过我很多。
And for David Paul, I believe the time they spend on resting is much less than me.
但是呢,
but
我相信他们在主里面的安息, 在主里面那个向着主的心呢,
but I believe the rest for them to be for Lord, their heart for the Lord,
大大的多过我们所有的人,
are much greater than all of us.
我们今天比较容易完全跟他们相反一样,
and today it's easier for them to do the opposite.
我们常常把事情真的是把它复杂化了。
That often times we complicate things.
所以我们就没有安息。
Therefore we don't have rest.
今天我有这个计划。
Now today I have this plan.
他有那个想法。
And he has this thought.
然后又不一样。
And all of them are different.
所以我们就常常在这些 事情要怎么样安排，要怎么样来让对方能够同意，我们花了很多很多的时间。
And oftentimes we find it is we arrange all the things to make the other agree. We spend a lot of time.
我再说
，And let me say one more time.
只要我们是向着主的
，As though as we to work Lord.
这些计划
，And all these plans.
这些想法
，All these thoughts.
都是属灵的
，Are all spiritual.
我们不要去判断弟兄他的想法为什么会这样。
And we do not want to judge why this brother think this way.
他的道路可能跟我不一样。
Maybe his path is different from mine.
不。
No, not really.
只要我们真的是向着主的。
As though as we toward our God.
都是主所宝贵的。
It is what the Lord precious.
但是我们更要宝贵一件事情。
But there's one more thing that we need to be very, very precious about.
主的提醒。
That it is Lord's reminder.
有一件不可少的。
There's one thing we cannot lack.
就是玛利亚所选择的。
It is what Mary chose.
我们如果能够在这一点上面，我们能够保守好。
If we can hold on to this point.
再来的安排，再来的计划，再来的想法
，and every other arrangement, every other thought,
其实就简单很多了
，are all very simplified.
否则，我们被这些思虑所缠累
，or else we are bounded by all this thinkings.
马大还好
，Martha was even better.
她是向主抱怨
，at least Martha was complaining to the Lord.
那我们呢？
How about us?
我们可能是向弟兄姐妹抱怨。
Maybe we complain to brothers and sisters.
我们甚至向别人抱怨。
Maybe we complain to others.
就像在哥林多书信那边保罗提到的。
It's just like in the book of Corinthians, Paul mentioned.
有些还告在外邦人的面前。
And some people even complain to Gentiles.
这些都是可能发生的
，and all these things might happen。
所以不要让我们在家中的服事成为一种亏损。
So do not let the service in God's house become a burden。
我们如果不能选择那个不可缺少的
，if we cannot choose that one thing that we cannot lack of，
结果很可能。就是刚才所提到的
The result is very possibly of what I just mentioned.
不仅绊倒弟兄姐妹
Not only we make brothers and sisters fall.
甚至绊倒那些还没有信主的朋友们
And maybe for even friends that we haven't believed, we make them fall as well.
但是如果我们就像大卫保罗一样有这样的一个心
But if we have this heart like Paul and David,
在主面前就一件事
，that's only one thing before the Lord.
那所产生的果效
，that the effect.
我指的是服事中的果效
，I'm talking about the effect of service.
那就不知道多大了
，it is greatly.
绝对超乎我们所求所想的
，it will surely surpass what we thought.
我这想到一个保罗的一个例子。
And here I remember example of Paul.
刚才讲到保罗是一个很忙碌的人。
I just mentioned Paul was a very busy man.
但是呢，我们也同时知道，保罗的服事里面实在是结果累累。
But at the same time, we know Paul's service bears a lot of fruit.
极其有果效。
That's very, very efficient.
为什么呢？
And why was that?
因为他只看着耶稣
Because he only looked toward Jesus.
他说向着那个标杆直跑
That he pressed on toward his goal.
他当然也会有计划，也会有想法
Of course he had all these plans, he had all these thinkings.
但是他就一件事情，他就听主的话
But it's only one thing, he listened to the Lord's words.
所以圣灵会带领他，到底他的想法，他的计划 是不是要这样做或这样进行。
So the Holy Spirit will guide him what he does and where he goes is according to God's will.
我们也知道在使徒行传里面看到常常有用的一个字圣灵不许。
And we often see this one word in the book of Acts is the Holy Spirit does not permit.
用在保罗的身上。
And to apply to Paul.
所以我们知道保罗他就变得很简单了。
So we know Paul became very simplified.
他一直有这个计划，一直想要去。
Although he always had his plans, he always wanted to go.
但圣灵不许。
But the Holy Spirit does not permit.
他就停下来。
Therefore he stopped.
这就是一个仆人的心态。
It is an attitude of a servant.
他不是主人。
That he was not a master.
他不是说今天我建立了很多的教会。
That he did not say, I built so many churches.
我是一个使徒。
I am an apostle.
所以我觉得这样做是对的。
Therefore, I feel it is right to do this.
我就这样做了。
Therefore, I do it.
没有。
No, he didn't say that.
圣灵不许。
Because the Holy Spirit did not permit.
他是一个仆人。
That he was a servant.
那他就不做。
Therefore, he didn't do it.
所以他变得很简单的人。
Therefore, he became a very simple man.
所以为什么他能够他的工作有这么大的果效？
So why his service was so fruitful?
因为圣灵许的。
Because when the Holy Spirit permits,
当然神一定要负责。
That God will be responsible.
今天我们自己要负责的话，
That if we are responsible,
也难怪。
Of course,
我们有很多很多的难处。
And we have a lot of difficulties.
但如果是圣灵许可的，
But if the Holy Spirit permits,
神他要负责。
That God will be responsible.
我们不过是个仆人。
We are merely your servants.
我们不是来负责那个结果的。
That we are not responsible for the result.
我们只要忠心的照着神的旨意我们往前走。
As long as we are faithful and to do according to God's will,
神要负责。
God will be responsible.
我常常读到保罗写的书信里面有几个地方真的很让我感动。
And I often times read the letters written by Paul in few places I was very touched.
特别那些地方呢不是我们很注意的。
Especially for those places that we didn't really pay attention to.
但是呢却可以看见其实保罗在工作上面的果效是多么的大。
But we can see the fruit of his service is so great.
看到神他那个手呢，他神的那个能力呢，在这些人的身上是多么大。
And we see the power and the authority of God's hand is so great toward this man.
我们在保罗的书信里面比较会注意到他写的一些好像比较高的比较那个高的地方。
Throughout Paul's letter, we often emphasize the high points that Paul wrote.
但我想提出两个人。
But I like to pick up two people.
这两个人我们就知道保罗他工作的果效有多大。
And these two people will let you see how greatly Paul's fruit is.
然后来看到保罗他因为他是一个完完全全一个谦卑忠心的仆人。
Now we can see because Paul was such a complete humble servant.
所以神呢来负责他工作的结果。
Therefore God responsible for what he did.
在腓立比刚才我们看到腓立比书那里。
Earlier we read the book of Philippians chapter 4.
在最后倒数第二节。
In chapter 4, the second verse from the last.
腓立比书第四章二十二节。
And in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 22.
众圣徒都问你们安，在该撒家里的人特问你们安。
All the saints send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household.
我以前读这边，因为反正也快读完了。 就赶快读完就读完了。
And when I was reading this, because it was toward the end, so I said, just let me finish it up.
读腓立比书信的时候，常常重点注重在那个喜乐，那个前面那几章的地方。
And oftentimes we read through the book of Philippians, we emphasize on the joy or the fruits of mentioned in the first couple chapters.
但这一节有什么特别呢？
But what is so special about this verse?
这边提到了该撒家里的人。
And here's mentioned the people in Caesar's household.
该撒是谁？
And who was this Caesar?
不是沙该啊，该撒。
It is
大家睡醒了没？
It is not Sakai. This is Caesar.
沙该就是当时罗马的皇帝。
Caesar was the king of the empire of Rome Empire. 该撒
了。该撒。
Caesar。
该撒就当时罗马的皇帝。他说罗马皇帝家中的人来问弟兄姐妹安。
Caesar was the Rome Emperor, and he said greeting from the people in Caesar's household.
保罗已经被关在监狱里面了。
And Paul was in jail.
当他写信去给腓立比的弟兄姐妹的时候，
他提到 when he wrote letters to Philip, he mentioned.
该撒家里的人
that the people
问你们安
that greeting from the people belonging to Caesar's household
那代表什么
and what does that represent
在罗马皇帝家里面已经有得救的弟兄姐妹
that were in Rome there were people in Caesar's household were being saved
他去想一想
And let's think about it.
这是何等奇妙，何等不可思议的事情。
How wonderful, how miraculous it is.
这一节很短。
Although this verse is very short.
每次念到这边，因为快结束了，赶快就念完了。
Because every time when I read here, because it's almost finished, so I just say finish it up.
你有没有受到感动？
Are you touched by it?
连罗马皇帝家里面都有人信主了。
Even the people belong to the Roman Empire's household were saved.
今天不是说白宫家里面有人信主了。
It is not said that there were people in the White House being saved.
那没什么，好像没什么稀奇一样。
It was not a big deal.
当时在那个环境里面。
Because back in that surrounding,
保罗是被囚的。
And Paul was put in the jail.
在被囚的情况之下，福音能够传到罗马皇帝里面
under this circumstance that the gospel can reach to the house of Caesar
这是为什么
and why was that
保罗他是一个仆人
that because Paul was a servant
他没有自己的计划
that he did not have his own plan
他如果有自己的计划他不会被锁链锁起来
that if he had his own plans he would not be chained
他在还没有被锁链锁起来的时候他就有计划要到罗马
that because he was chained up he had a plan to go to Rome
但是他愿意顺服神的心意
but he was willing to obey God's will
所以神这样安排
therefore God planned this
所以你看这果效多大
so you see how fruitful it is
那该撒我们至少还不是很陌生
So we are not that unfamiliar with Caesar.
那我再来讲一个人。
And I need to mention one more person.
那真的很陌生了。
It is kind of strange.
我也很陌生。
But I'm very strange toward him too.
但是这一次因为正好有个弟兄提到，那真的让我也是深深受到感动。
But since there was a brother mentioned, that I was very touched by this.
我们来看使徒行传。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
十八章
，in chapter 18，
十八章是讲到保罗他在哥林多的时候。
In chapter 18 was Paul's experience in Corinth。
保罗呢，他那时候在在哥林多呢，我们知道他要去传福音。
Like we all know Paul in Corinth that he wants to preach gospel.
但是呢，他在会堂里面来跟大家辩论。
But he was arguing in the synagogue.
希望能够把福音传给犹太人跟在那里的希腊人。
And he wants to preach the gospel to the Jews and to the Greeks.
但是呢，他们就抗拒。
But they refused.
所以呢，保罗呢就没有办法在会堂里面来讲道。
Therefore Paul was not able to preach in the synagogue.
我们知道保罗呢，他之前都是到每一个地方城市呢，都到会堂里面。
Because I know, in the previous times when Paul went to some places, he always preached in the synagogue.
所以后来呢，他没有办法，他只有离开。
And at last, he couldn't do anything about it.
第七节呢，
说
讲到他离开那里呢，到了一个人家的一个人的家中。
And in chapter 18, verse 7, he said, "And Paul left the synagogue and went next door to the house of Titus Justus."
那这个人叫提多，由士都，是敬拜神的人。他的家靠近会堂。
And the name of this person is Titus Justus, a worship of God.
然后第八章第八节。
And also in verse 8,
因为他家靠近会，他住在靠近会堂的地方。
Because he lived close to synagogue.
结果管会堂的基利斯布和全家都信了主。
And therefore Crispus and his entire household believe in the Lord.
大家有没有觉得很奇妙？
And do people feel wondering?
会堂，不知道大家了不了解？
That I do not know if you are very familiar with synagogue.
会堂就是犹太人他们在不能在圣殿来敬拜主，所以他们在其他各地的时候，他们就是有一个这样的一个聚会。
A synagogue is for the Jews to gather since they are not able to gather in the Holy Temple.
那我们知道犹太人当时是很反对耶稣基督的。
Now we all knew Jews back then was very against Jesus Christ.
所以呢，保罗呢或其他的使徒受到很多的难处，都是从这里来的。
Therefore, Paul and other apostles, they face a lot of persecutions from here.
所以管会堂的呢，就是在这个里面他是头。
So the ruler of synagogue, in this synagogue, he's the head.
结果这边讲到说，这个头呢，全家都信主。
So here it says, the synagogue's ruler and his entire household believe in the Lord.
这不知道大家读到的时候有没有什么样的感觉
？I don't know if you when you read this verse that you what do you feel inside？
这又是一件很难想象、不可思议的事情。
It is something that is hardly to imagine。
我们可以看见保罗做工的果效是多大。
And we can see how efficient his fruit is, his work.
一个当管会堂的竟然信主了。
As somebody who is a ruler of synagogue believe in the Lord.
他应该是带领犹太人来完全抵挡的。
He was supposed to be the head that against Jesus Christ.
所以呢，当那时候弟兄在有弟兄在谈到这个的时候，真的是让我觉得很感动。
So when brothers were mentioned this verse, I was very touched by it.
那更好玩的一件事情呢
？And something that's even more interesting.
从这边，如果大家能够把十八章读完哦，可以发现，那当然这管会堂就失业了。
Like if you read through the whole chapter 18, you know that the ruler of synagogue is out of job.
因为他信主了嘛。
Because he believed.
那其他犹太人还是抵挡啊。
And but all other Jews are still against.
那怎么可能还会让他再当那个管那个会堂那个头呢
？So how is it still possible that for him to still rule over this synagogue?
结果呢，保罗呢还是继续住在那里。
But Paul still lived there.
我们直接跳到第十七十十十六节。
And let's jump to verse 16.
这边讲到说就把他们撵出公堂。
And it says, and he had them eject from the court.
就是把保罗他们，因为保罗在那边，大家实在是受不了了。
Because then Paul, nobody wants to listen to Paul anymore.
有人形容保罗身上好像就带着那个瘟疫的那个，就是那个禽流感在身上一样。
Some people describe Paul was like someone who carried disease, carried SARS. carried bird flu.
SARS 可能更严重。所以他走到哪里呢，就传染到哪里。
So wherever he goes, he will spread his disease.
所以碰到他的人呢，就感染了。
So whoever that touched him, that the disease was spread.
所以刚才讲的那个基利斯布呢，就这样感染，所以就信主了。
That this Crispus we just mentioned that he believed in the Lord.
所以当地人受不了。
So that people back then they cannot take this anymore.
就告到公堂，然后呢，后来把他们撵出去。然后第十七节。
Therefore they went to the court and they reject from it.
众人便揪住管会堂的索提尼，在堂前打他，这些事家流都不管。
And verse 17 says, then they all turned on Sosthenes, the synagogue ruler, and beat him in front of a court. But Gallio showed no concern whatsoever.
这边又提到一个管会堂。
And here's mentioned another synagogue ruler.
叫做索提尼。
His name is Sosthenes.
然后呢，在堂前把索提尼打了一顿。
That they beat him before the court.
那刚才讲到基利斯布就他就失业了嘛。
That we of course we the this Crispus that he was out of job.
那下一任呢
？So his successor
叫做索提尼。
His name was Sosthenes.
这边还没有讲到他跟他全家信主，但是大家可以知道索提尼是怎么情况了。
That it did not mention that whether his and his household will believe in the Lord, but we know what happened to Sosthenes.
因为这个继任的这个会堂的头呢
，because we know this successor of synagogue.
八成又遭殃了。
That apparently he was in trouble again.
因为他信主了。
That because he believed in the Lord.
所以保罗真的好像身上带着 SARS 一样。
It feels like Paul was carrying the SARS.
就他被打
，that he was bit。
那为什么说这个很宝贵很奇妙、啊？我们到哥林多前书第一章。
And we see Paul is very wonderful. That let's turn to the book of Corinthians, the First Corinthians, chapter one,
第一节。
Chapter one, verse one.
我们请弟兄姐妹，我们大家一起念。
And let's read this verse together.
奉神旨意。蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗，同兄弟所提尼。
Paul called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and our brother Sosthenes.
这边提到所提尼。
And here's mentioned this brother Sosthenes.
我不知道你心里有什么感觉。
We do not know what you feel in your heart.
当我听到弟兄跟我们交通这里的时候，我听到我真的很感动。
But when our brother shared this verse with me, that I was very touched.
我们看到今天有一个人。
That we see this one person.
原本是抵挡神的。
That before he was against God.
因着有一个忠心的仆人。
But through a very faithful servant.
他蒙了主的救恩
，that he was saved by the grace。
这就是主的工作
，it is Lord's work，
不是我们的工作
，it is not our work，
也不是保罗的工作
，it is not Paul's work。
这就是因为在保罗心中，他是一个谦卑顺服的仆人
，it is because in God's heart Paul was a humble servant。
他当然坚守主的道路
，of course he stayed the Lord's path。 Because he said he did not disobey the vision from the heaven.
但另外一个更宝贵的地方,
but another part that is even more precious.
他完全就像大卫一样, 按着神的旨意, 来服侍,
that he completely according to God's will to serve the people of his generation.
我们今天, 其实我们每一个人, 都是神的仆人。
Today, each one of us is servant of God.
在出埃及记里面,
in the book of Exodus,
摩西跟法老的对话里面,
in the conversation between Moses and Pharaoh,
我们知道有一句话出现最多次,
that we knew this one word that happened the most,
容我百姓去,
that let my people go,
好来服侍我,
to serve me.
我们的神把我们从世界呼召出来, 拯救出来,
our God called us out from this world to save us from this world.
要我们来侍奉他,
to make us to serve him.
在出埃及记7章8章9章 讲了好多次,
that in the book of Exodus 7, 8, 9 it mentioned multiple times,
容我的百姓去,
let my people go,
好来侍奉我,
that they can serve me.
我们每一个人, 凡是被主所拯救的,
each one of us, if we are saved by our Lord's grace,
我们都是仆人,
that we are all servants.
我们不是主人,
that we are not masters.
所以我们不要再有自己的主张,
that we do not have our own agendas.
我们能不能够谦卑的在主面前 来等候主,
are we able to wait for him humbly before the Lord?
我们能够听到圣灵向我们说的话,
can we listen to the word from the Holy Spirit?
我们能够按着神的旨意 来服侍这一世代的人呢?
Are we able to serve the people of this generation according to God's will?
还是按着我自己的意思来服侍呢?
Or to serve him according to my own will?
但愿主能够再一次来提醒我们,
may our Lord once again remind us,
我们是仆人,
that we are servants,
所以我们没有什么可骄傲的,
that we have nothing to boast about.
大卫一点都不骄傲,
that you see, King David was not prideful,
他是一个君王,
but he was the king,
他实在是谦卑,
and he was truly humble.
保罗也是,
and Paul also,
保罗他没有看见自己做了这么多的工作, 好像都在他手中一样,
and Paul was not proud for all the things that he has done.
他还说他是罪人中的罪魁,
and he said he's the sinner of sinners.
在使徒当中他是最小的,
among apostles he was the smallest.
所以神给大卫, 给保罗权柄,
that God gave authority to David and Paul,
他们能够做大的事情,
they were able to do great things.
我们今天有一些好像我们就觉得要用权柄来开始做事,
that many times we feel that we have to use this authority to do something.
但是如果我们没有认识到自己什么都不是的时候,
but if we do not know we are nothing,
我们使用权柄就很可怕了,
that when we use this power it becomes very scary.
我们最后只会怪东怪西,
at the end we will criticize everyone.
我们不能谦卑地到主面前来,
we cannot come before him humbly.
让弟兄姐妹彼此可以建造,
that brothers and sisters can edify each other.
我们知道我们当中的确是有些难处,
that we know there are difficulties among us.
但愿我们是站在仆人的角度,
may we stay in a servant's position.
我们愿意按着神的旨意
that according to God's will
来服侍这一世代
to serve this generation
我们愿意俯伏在主的面前
but willing to bow down before him humbly
我们一起祷告
let's have a word of prayer
主啊，我们还是无依无靠，把我们自己仰望在你的手中。
Lord, once again we rely ourselves onto your hands.
主啊，你实在是高抬我们。
And Lord, you truly raised us.
因为我们实在连做你的仆人都不配。
Because we are not worthy even to be your servants.
但是你乐意把你的工作摆在我们身上。
We are willing to put your service on us.
借着我们这些不配的人来成就你的旨意。
As to us unworthy people, we complete your will.
主啊，我们实在是在你面前，我们没有什么可夸的。
Lord, before you, there's nothing we can boast.
主啊，我们也没有什么雄心抱负。
That we don't have any ambitions.
但愿我们是一个在主面前能够一个听话的人。
But may we be someone who can listen before you.
一个听话的仆人。
We can be servants before we can listen to your words.
我们能够按着你的旨意来服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
We can serve our brothers and sisters according to your own will.
主啊，我们再次把我们自己交在你的手中。
Once again we put ourselves before you, onto your hands.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.